Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this wonderful moment, moment of God's power, moment of the encounter with the Almighty God. This is the hour of prophetic decree. This is high voltage prophetic prayer. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. The Almighty God will locate you. The finger of heaven will come upon your life. And every yoke in your life shall be broken. Every arrow fired against your brain shall go back to the sender. Activity of darkness against you shall scatter. The decision of the wicked against your life shall not stand. Any power that wants to turn you mad shall go mad. Any power firing arrow against your brain, that power shall be disgraced. You arrow of insanity, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I decree into the life of someone that is hearing me today, by this prophetic stand and standing upon the rock of ages, standing upon the blood of Jesus Christ, standing on the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, I command every conclusion of darkness against you to scatter. In the name of Jesus, let decision of the wicked against you scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ, where the enemy is deciding evil against you, that place shall catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak it to you right now. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of fire. In the name of Jesus, beloved, you are welcome. This is the 18th day of the month of September, year 2021. In this high voltage prophetic of this morning, the hand of the Lord will touch seven people, and these seven people shall instantly be made whole. In the name of Jesus, the power of God will rest upon these seven people, and the yoke in their lives shall be broken. The ancestral powers raging against them shall leave them immediately, and the power shall be arrested. In the name of Jesus Christ, beloved, God is doing wonders, and will continue to do that wonders now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God for all the testimony we have been receiving. Lot of testimony have been coming to us. Myriad of testimony. Good numbers of testimony have been coming. And we are still expecting more. We are still expecting more testimony. Your testimony is manifesting right now. The power of God is coming upon you. The volume of testimony we have received has been making us very happy. Seeing the finger of God in operation. And I'm praying for somebody here that your own testimony is coming to light now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to be the next one to testify. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are still exploring many of you that have testimony. Let us know. We have a lot of testifiers. You can also testify so that God can do more. The Bible says they overcame you by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Your word of testimony will always give you victory. And I'm telling you that God is going to visit you more in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Just bless his name. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, we worship your name. You are worthy. Oh Lord, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Baba, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be glorified. Right away, as I'm praying right now, I pray that the power of God will move right from this location and begin to touch everybody hearing me from far near. In the name of Jesus Christ, there are seven prayers I want you to pray. You need to fire this prayer aggressively. This prayer is very, very important. Pray this prayer. As you begin to pray this prayer, the finger of God shall go into your situation. God's power shall fall upon your life, and there shall be a mighty move of God in your life immediately. Pray this prayer. Say, Holy Ghost fire, deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, deliver me from captivity. Deliver me from captivity. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time and you don't understand the way we pray, just listen to the way I pray. Pray it like that for yourself and things begin to happen. You are going to pray this second one very well. Say, every covenant of witchcraft summoned against me and my family, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft summoned against me and my family, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft summoned against me and my family, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft summoned against me and my family, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted. In Jesus' Mighty name we pray. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, arrow of sickness in my blood, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sickness in my blood, go back to the sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrow of sickness in my blood, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sickness in my blood, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, all you power troubling my peace, you shall be troubled. In the name of Jesus, all your power troubling my peace, you shall be troubled. In the name of Jesus, all your powers troubling my peace, you shall be troubled. You shall be troubled. You shall be troubled. In the mighty name of Jesus, all your power troubling my peace, I command you to be troubled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to be troubled. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this next one very well. Say, I need a change by fire. Can you shout it? I need a change by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you may need to shout a little bit. Listen to me. There's something we call Jericho cry. When there was a shout, the word of Jericho fell and sank. Oh Lord, there's something we know as Elisha cried. Elisha cried and the mantle was released. There's something we know as a Lazarus cry. Oh, there was a cry to the tomb of Lazarus and Lazarus came forth. There's something we know as blind Bartimaeus cry. Blind Bartimaeus shouted and immediately God, Jesus, stood still and a miracle was received. You are going to shout now. Are you ready to shout? Say this word with every aggression. Say, every stubborn situation in my life, bow to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn situation in my life, bow to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn situation in my life, bow to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn situation in my life, bow to the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost fire, burn every satanic plantation in my blood. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, burn every satanic plantation in my blood. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, burn every satanic plantation in my blood. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, burn every satanic plantation in my blood. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer must be prayed very well. Listen to the content of this prayer and make sure you pray very well. Say, every hidden thing in my life, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every hidden evil thing in my life, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every hidden evil thing in my life, come out by fire. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out by fire. Every hidden evil thing in my life, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every garment of witchcraft upon my life, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every garment of witchcraft upon my life, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted by fire. Every garment of witchcraft upon my life, be roasted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I want you to listen to me very well. And I want you to get this message very clear. I know that right as we are exposing this message, in the teaching of this message, many, many people shall receive healing. Many shall receive deliverance. The touch of God shall touch many people. And the finger of heaven shall be released upon many people. Those who are in captivity shall be let loose. Those who are in sickness and disease shall be, who are in sickness or tied down by any disease, shall be delivered immediately. Those who are suffering from insanity shall be liberated. Those who have been attacked in their dream shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be talking on pronounced judgment on evil altar. Pronounced judgment on evil altar. Every evil altar erected against your peace, erected against your marriage, erected against your health, erected against your finances, erected against your family, that altar today, I pronounce judgment upon the altar. I command the altar to catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear your 3-4 amen? Amen. 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 Listen to me. What do we mean by altar? Altar is a place of sacrifice. Altar is a place of sacrifice. A place where sacrifice is offered to the spirit being. Altars is a place of dedication. Altars is a place of covenant making. It can be good covenant or bad covenant. Altars is a place of communion with spiritual entity, whether good or bad. Altars can be positive, it can be negative. Altars is a place of spiritual exchange. A spiritual exchange and transaction takes place at the altar. Altar is like a dining table where spirits come to eat. It's a spiritual traffic location. Altar is a place of contact between human being and the spirit world. So altars is a place of worship. So altars must not be joked with. Altars must not be joked with. Listen to me. An evil altar can be raised against a man. Altar of affliction, like I have lectured you 2-3 days ago, can be raised against a man. That is why the Almighty God instructed Gideon that Gideon, for you to have victory, for you to be able to combat the enemy and win the enemy, for you not to come down at the top, for you not to be brought down suddenly, for you not to enter into error, you must pull down the altars of your father's house. In Judges chapter 6, verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altars of Baal that thy father hath. Altars of Baal in our father's house, our grandfather's house, our ancient family house. There are altars of Baal. There are marine altar. There are altar to the queen of heaven. There are altar to familiar spirit. There are altar to witchcraft. This altar must be pulled down. You don't need to go to the place. Wherever you are to send fire. And that is what we are doing. As we pronounce judgment from any location where you are, the judgment goes straight to that altar, and the altar shall be set ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. That is what we are going to do for the next few days. We are going to send fire. We are going to send judgment upon any altar in our father's house that is arresting our progress in the place where we are now. We are going to send fire to the altar in our ancient family house. The altar there that is arresting our progress where we are now. We are going to command the altar to let us go. We are going to command the altar to catch fire. Imagine people that are far, far in different country, still seeing themselves in the dream as if they are back in their village. It is an altar. Altar will always bring you back to the village. Altar will always make you to see yourself back wearing the garment you were wearing then. Altars will always make you to see yourself back in secondary school, back in primary school. Altars will always bring you back to the village in the revelation. It is time. Altar will always bring you back to the village in the dream. It is time for you to fight the altar. Altars will always make you to see dead relatives, those who are dead long time ago. It is altar, because altar has a magnetic force to pull a man from any location, wherever he may be, whether he's abroad or he's in any place, whether in African country or in the Asian country, or whether it's in US, it's in UK, wherever it may be. The power of the altar does not know all those ones. The power of the altar can go far, to go to travel to a location where a man is and pull him back. He will be there in that location, but is under the captivity of evil altar. Are you under the captivity of evil altar? It is time for you to fight. Many people who have prayed, they find themselves constantly eating in dream, constantly eating. It's because there is an altar somewhere. That altar is a dining table where food has served to the altar.
And that food is the food of the spirit. It is from that place that they feed all the members of the family. And that is why you constantly see that you are eating in a dream. You are eating in a dream. It's because there is an altar that has been raised against you, that you have not sent fire, that you have not pronounced judgment against that altar. Wherever you are, get angry. Make sure that in this section, you pronounce all, you pronounce fire upon any altar that is delaying your progress. You pronounce fire upon any altar that is delaying your breakthrough. You pronounce fire upon any altar that is making life difficult for you. Pronounce fire upon any altar that is making life mysterious for you. Pronounce fire upon any altar that is making life miserable for you. Pronounce fire upon any altar that has not allowed you to have breakthrough in that location. Wherever you are, it is time to rise up and fire back. And there's going to be victory. Are you seeing yourself back in the village? Are you seeing yourself back in the farm? The farm you have left when you were very young? Are you seeing yourself back with your grandmother? Grandmother that has died long time ago? Are you still seeing that grandmother? Are you still seeing your grandfather? There is an altar that is calling you. There's an altar that wants you to go down. You must say no to that altar. Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary. The altar that is super, the altar that is greater, is the altar of the cross of Calvary. We are going to stand behind that altar and disgrace every evil altar. We are going to stand behind that altar and pronounce judgment upon every evil altar. And there shall be victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. La puria caso to pereco, rimopia. In begin to confess your sin wherever you are. Say, God, have mercy. Oh my God, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, get ready. We are going to pray free prayer today. I will continue tomorrow. But you are going to pray this prayer. They are aggressive prayers. My locus, I can see many people now. Oh, deliverance is going to come upon many people there. Healing will come upon many people. In fact, the document you are waiting for, within 3 days, they will release it. By the time you shout now upon that evil water, they will let you go. Why are you doing interview? They have not called you. Fight. Pray this way. Say, altars where affliction has been programmed into my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Altars where affliction has been programmed into my life, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' name, say, altars where sickness has been programmed into my blood. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. All cast where sickness have been programmed to my blood. Cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus, they say, all cast arresting my progress in this location. In the name of Jesus. All cast arresting my progress in this location. In the name of Jesus. All cast arresting my progress in this location. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, altars making life miserable for me. In the name of Jesus. Altars making life miserable for me. In the name of Jesus. Altars making life miserable for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody need to pray this next one very well. Say, you altars of darkness in my Father's house, assigned to bring me back to square one. In the name of Jesus, you altars of darkness in my Father's house, assigned to bring me back to square one. In the name of Jesus, you altars of darkness in my Father's house, assigned to bring me back to square one. There, 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 there. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can see somebody being released. Somebody is being pushed out from satanic prison. Look at the dog that has been biting someone in the dream has been roasted. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, there's that sister now. You have been having pain in that your left breast. Press it now. The pain has gone back to the sender. The arrow fired to that place has gone back to the sender. There's a sister here. You had a dream that a small baby was sucking your breast in that dream. And right from that time, you have been having some excruciating pain. Rub that place with the oil I'm going to pray on now, and you say, you evil arrow, fire into my breast, go back to the sender. Say it aggressively for the next 2 minutes, and you see the arrow going back to the sender. It is settled. Bring out your oil and bring out your water. Rimos kepora kata. We pray that the oil shall be anointed. The water shall be soaked in the blood of Jesus. The water and the oil shall become an instrument of deliverance, instrument of healing, instrument for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, as you take this oil, as you take this water, you receive miracle in the name of Jesus. You will never remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you put the oil on your head? If it's water, put your head. I command your head to be delivered. I command your brain to be delivered. I command your destiny to be delivered from the captivity of evil water. In the name of Jesus, can you put it on your chest? I command anything that has been programmed into your chest that is snuffing and attacking your head, attacking your heart, whatever has not made you to breathe well, I command the arrow to go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, can you touch your stomach with it? Rub it on your stomach. I command fire of deliverance, fire of deliverance, fire of deliverance to go to your root and set you free. Anoint your hand shall be free. In the name of Jesus, anoint your legs shall be free. In the name of Jesus, it is settled. Somebody is going to share testimony within the next 48 hours. I'm waiting for that testimony because God is doing something. There's a mighty door open, and that door is a door of breakthrough. I can see a small child that is going to be born within the next few days. That child is about to be born. It's going to be born from one sister that is listening. You are pregnant. Within the next 7 days, you are going to give birth to a child. That child is a unique child, ordained by the Lord. Take care of the child very well. And also private chat me. Let me know so I can pray with that child. Aloko shakalabura katalaibu. Rimo sata. I will tell you what to do. This is another champion that the Lord is bringing to the world. Masoko paya karaka. It is well with you. May the mercy of God remain with you. May the glory of God come upon you. May God settle your case and may there be testimony. Those who are waiting for the life partner, I command event that will bring you together to be established now in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see women receiving the breakthrough of childbearing. It is settled. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to share your testimony with me, you can contact me on 0802-336-9298. WhatsApp number only, 0802-336-9298. I pray on your request today. Your prayer request shall be answered and there will be testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.